Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to Business Radio X. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, the ever-reliable Stephen Julian.
What does that mean, Mike?
I'm building you up complimenting you.
Thanks. Sorry.
I thought you'd say, thank you, Mike. That's great.
Thank you, Mike. That's great.
And with that, we are off and running. We've got a full house today here in the studio. Joining us for the show today is Denisha Cornell with Anderson Corporate Solutions, George Tyvee with Construction and Design Solutions, Ronnie Fleischer with the Georgia Trail, and Rob Matola with East to West Media Group. And we are going to start with Denisha with Anderson Corporate Solutions. First of all, Denisha, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm going to ask you a real tough question here to get you going. What is Anderson Corporate Solutions? What does your company do?
Okay, that is a tough one, but I think I can narrow it down for you. We are an employee benefits company. We help companies anywhere from two W-2 employees all the way up to 500 employees handle their employee benefits packages.
And what is your specific role there at the company?
I'm actually a broker, and I work with the companies to actually work with the insurance carriers to find the best solutions for each individual business.
Talk about your background and what led to where you are today.
That's an interesting one. I actually started out, I was an HR director for a company in Gwinnett, worked for two separate engineering firms, and loved the variety of hiring people, benefits, interviewing, just a lot of different things. And then we were bought by a public company, and I realized that just wasn't my strong suit working for a publicly traded firm. And so I decided to delve back into benefits where I could help a lot of businesses instead of just one.
Talk about the types of companies and businesses that you work with, Denisha.
I lean toward the architectural engineering just because that's my background, but I can work with any kind of company. I have pipeline companies. I have an equipment company. It's a big variety.
Denisha, when you talk about benefits, you mentioned insurance. What other benefits can Anderson help a company with?
We can do all different type benefits, from wellness programs to health insurance to your dental, your vision, even LifeLock security, ID theft. My favorite one is pet insurance. Everybody laughs at me, but you know what? If you have a pet, and I have one, I've spent lots of money at the University of Georgia. It's a big perk.
I was going to say that a lot of people might be laughing, but the pet owners are not out laughing.
Yeah, that's
Their eyebrows perked up and said, I might need to talk to Denisha.
Yeah.
Another question. I'm a business owner in Gwinnett County. One of the first things I might be thinking is I can't afford to talk to somebody like Anderson because, you know, they deal with a lot of big companies or they deal with a lot of the large companies, or I don't know what I can and can't afford. What kind of advice would you give that kind of business owner?
First of all, I'm paid by the actual insurance carrier, so the individual companies don't compensate me. I'll actually look at what you have if you're looking at starting out. A lot of brokers won't work with startup companies just because, you know, it's a few employees. I enjoy doing that. And you never know. You help somebody, they may be two employees today, and they may be 100 employees.
So you would say your goal is to be an advocate and to develop a relationship with
exactly.
each business.
Fantastic. Exactly.
A lot of companies out there that provide employee benefits. Talk about Anderson employee benefit. You know, what it is that sets Anderson apart maybe from some of your competition?
I think that we're relationship-based. There's a lot of software out there that does a lot of the work for businesses. We definitely use software, but I want to know, what are your pain points? What are your challenges? I look at it from a different perspective. Most brokers come from the sales background, and I come from, you know, human resources, where you really care about the employees and you want to give them that value. So I'm not your salesperson. I'm the person that wants to help you take care of your business and take care of your employees.
Because it is a very competitive field, And you do bring something to the table because of your background and the things that are different about Anderson than the, than your competitors. How do you grow your business? How do you go to market? How do you find this new business? How do you get in front of these folks so they can actually meet Denisha?
Right. It's all based on referral for me. I'm very much a relationship-driven person. So I usually meet clients through my background doing HR. I actually grew up in Gwinnett County, so I kind of have a head start there. Been here a really long time, so I have a lot of contacts. And once you get in and you do a good job for an employer, they refer you to somebody else. So that's really how I've grown my business.
So one, going to put you on the spot a little bit. Okay. You deal with benefits. You've talked about insurance. Obviously, health insurance is a huge topic when it comes to employee benefits. Go ahead and tell us the answer. What's it all going to look like in 6 to 12 months? Or more importantly, how is Anderson and how are you going to help your clients navigate through those waters?
You know, it's interesting. I can throw a lot of different labor laws out just because I did that for 15 years from ADA, which is Disability Act, ADEA, which is Age Discrimination Act, FLSA, which is, you know, compensation. This law of healthcare reform is so huge, it's going to touch all of that. And we really don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but there are already some steps. If you're over 50 employees or 50 full-time equivalent employees, there's certain things you have to do so that you don't get a penalty. If you're under 50 employees, you're not mandated to provide benefits. But most companies that want to attract good employees still want to have a good benefits package.
So you are admitting here on the air that you don't have the law memorized. Is that correct?
I think I saw a TV commercial where she did, and no.
She's lying. But I think more importantly, what I'm also hearing you say is again, going back to the relationship and going back to being a broker and not charging your clients, you get paid through the insurance companies. Most business owners need to have somebody help them navigate through those waters.
Right. I used to be the person that sat behind the desk and waited for my renewal to come in every year. And I would have senior leadership. Have we gotten it? Have we gotten it? Have we gotten it? How much is it going to be? So I know what it's like to be in those shoes. So I have a very different perspective. From that experience.
Thanks for throwing the Mike Wallace questions at her, making her feel right at home. You don't know this? No. We're just having some fun. I don't think anybody understands the laws. And what would you tell you those employers out there that have questions about all the new laws?
You know, I spend probably 3 hours of my day researching healthcare reform, and it changes. It changes. We'll think we understand something, and then it goes a different direction. So it's funny. A couple of years ago, I went to Brunel. I'll put in a plug for them, and I got my master's in organizational leadership and change management. When I got out of HR, I thought, you know, that was just such a waste. Change management, what am I going to use that for in benefits? Well, I'm using it. Let's just put it that way.
If we had the opportunity, Denisha, and we're talking with Denisha Cornell with Anderson Corporate Solutions, if we had an opportunity to talk to some of your clients, what would they say about you? What would they say about your company?
I think what they would say about me is when I walk in their office, they feel like they have a desk for me there. I'm not somebody that's just going to show up once a year to deliver what your health insurance increase is. I'm actually going to know your staff. I'm going to know your business leaders. I'm going to know what goes on in your organization. And so I love walking in my client's office because I feel like an employee there.
And even though it's employee benefits and there's health insurance issues and all that, it's still very much a people person. And I'm thinking one of maybe the things that you enjoy most about your job is working with other folks out there.
Absolutely. I love to help people. And usually when somebody has a health insurance question, they don't listen when you're going through your renewal or when the company's explaining their benefits because it's not personal to them at that point. But once they have an issue happen or a family member has an issue happen, then all of a sudden they want to know about it. And I enjoy helping educate people that don't really understand some of the terminology about what they have.
Denisha, where do you see Anderson going in the next few years, say maybe 5 years? And also, you can also tack on to that if you want to. Where do you see HR? Where you see benefits overall? Just kind of look through your crystal ball. Okay. Tell me what you see as far as Anderson and also HR.
Boy, these questions, these are some tough question.
Hey, that was a good setup question. She can
Mike,
really
you didn't warn me about
vision.
Him.
I know. I told her we're going to lob you nice softball questions.
So this is Steven. I'm signing off now, apparently.
We want to predict the future is what he's trying to say.
Okay. Let me see if I can do that. Anderson Corporate Solutions, we're a small company. We have about 10 employees. So we get around a conference room table similar to a table we're around right now, and we brainstorm with each other. What's happening, what's changing. One thing that's always true, when things change, companies rise to the occasion. We're seeing a lot of, you hear the public exchange word, well, some of the carriers and different companies are putting together what we call private exchanges, which mimic some of the public exchanges. You're seeing a lot more self-insured type plans come out. So, you know, anytime something changes, there's a response from the business community, and we're definitely starting to see that.
Denisha, that is the greatest answer I have ever heard to that question.
Do I get an A?
Yeah, okay. A plus. Take that, Mike.
You definitely know your stuff. You sold me for those companies out there that want to find out more about Anderson and find out what you have to offer and want to reach out to you. What's the best way to find out about your company, and what's the best way to contact you?
We have a website that you can find us on. It's AndersonCSI.com. You also can email me. There's a direct link from our website where you can email or call me. For my clients, they have my cell phone number. I'll take calls up to about 9 o'clock at night if something's going on. So I'm pretty available and very accessible.
All right, Denisha, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for putting up with Steven and I. We like to have a little bit of fun here, and so we put you on the hot seat and made you our first guest today.
Thank you.
All right, great to have you. Moving on now, George Tyvee is with Construction and Design Solutions. George, I am going to hit you with a Mike Wallace tough question right here. What is Construction and Design Solutions?
Well, it's an excellent question. By the way, thank you for having me. This is an awesome show. It's really a lot of fun. We are a Georgia State licensed residential and light commercial remodeling company. Our focus is on remodeling. We can do ground up construction, but you notice around here not a lot of that stuff is going on. We have focused on remodeling. We do like to do larger projects, basements, bathrooms. Stephen calls them bathrooms. I don't know why. Kitchens.
I call them louvres, don't I?
Yes, the lavatory, yes, all of the above. So we focus on, you know, medium to large size residential remodels, and then also commercial build. We've done tenant build outs, office space remodels for people, you know, smaller stuff where we can build good relationships with the owners of the spaces.
George, talk a little bit in your name. You talk about design solutions. Talk a little bit about what sets you apart in doing design solutions rather than someone who's just a remodeler or someone who's just coming in to do a project.
Well, we'd like to handle the whole project, preferably. So I did actually put a lot of thought into the name. I wish I had thought harder about how long a URL, Construction and Design Solutions, really is. But we thought a lot about, really, to me, it is about solutions. My background is in mechanical engineering. I've solved a lot of problems in my time. This is a problem-solving process. I found that most of the problems are solved or created during the design process. So if we can get involved as early as possible and be a part of the design, that can be the biggest driver of your cost. So if you're looking to, you know, a lot these days, everyone's looking to do it as inexpensively as possible, but not necessarily cheaply, because nobody wants a cheap remodel because, you know, 2 years later it's all falling apart and that's not good. So we found that the design solution part is we do a lot of work as a design build company where we jump in early with the owners, build a relationship, find out what they really want, right, versus what they say they want. Sometimes they're not always the same. And then try and establish a budget for them so that they can really find out early on what this is going to cost them, and then they know what they want to do from there on.
George, what type of projects do you enjoy doing the most?
My favorite projects, I would say, are challenging projects. We have done, more recently, I can think of a couple, one of which was one of our clients who we've done several other projects for, additions, you know, re-roofing, stair remodels. She handed me a picture out of a magazine and said, I want to build a sunroom that looks like this. And it sounds pretty easy, but there's a lot involved, especially when you hand me a picture of probably $150,000 sunroom and you don't want to spend quite that much on it because that's a lot of money. But at the end of it, it was very gratifying. At the end of it, she looked at me and she said that it turned out exactly the way I wanted it. And so those are my kind of projects. You know, she wanted to do something unusual with the doors. We wanted to open up, you know, usually you have a 6-foot opening to your space. But we were able to pair up a couple of double doors that slid back into each other. So you basically ended up with almost a 12-foot opening out into her space, which you know she really enjoyed. And we made them pocket or sliding doors so that they didn't interfere with one side or other of the space.
So whether it's a, you know, it could be a retail person, restaurant person, a homeowner, they say, this is what I want. Here's how much I kind of want to spend on it. And you try to figure out a way to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Actually, we did a great project for, I don't know if you guys ever go down into towards the Loganville area or Snellville, but we did a project for a company called Barron's Frozen Custard. And his father owned this company and has owned, you know, before he passed away. And he has this great product called Frozen Custard, which is kind of like ice cream, but better. But he had a dream to build a retail outlet for this. He was selling this on the side in carts at automotive shows and that kind of thing. And so he came to us and said, you know, this is what I want to do. And he was able to get his brother involved. His brother did some of the interior finishes. He was able to get, you know, be a part of the design process and really create something that he wanted. So it was really nice to create something that's kind of continuing a family legacy. That was really neat.
If I'm an individual looking to do a remodel, if I'm or a business owner looking to do some extra work, take me through the process from your end of the table and give some advice to those people literally from the start. Obviously, you don't want everyone coming up to you and handing you a picture and saying, here, George, I want this. But go through the process. What should I be careful of? What should I be looking for? How should I vet the people that I'm wanting to do the project for me?
I think for me, the biggest thing is that I'd say 95% of my business comes to me through referrals. So find somebody through a referral process. Most of the people that come to me through the internet, it just never ends up working out well. They're always looking, they're never looking for something that I can deliver. Usually they're looking for the lowest price and they want 5 or 6 estimates. Well, you know, to be blunt, that's a waste of my time. Somebody's going to leave something out of their estimate. They're going to end up being the ones getting the job and they're going to have a big argument with the owner, either early on or late on or right at the end when the lawsuits start flying, but it never works out well. You want to build a relationship with this person. You want to establish, I think, as early on what your budget is. A lot of people are very guarded, right? You wouldn't go into the car dealership and say, hey, I want to spend $50,000 on a car. I mean, you'd be nuts. It's the same, similar for us. But because we're coming to people through referrals, they feel, you know, pretty comfortable about that. Typically what we would do next is create a set of drawings, sketches, ideas. Sometimes this can help even, you know, wow, I hate that. Okay, good. We've eliminated something that you don't like. We don't need to keep going down that road. We can direct our energies to what it is that you do like. Typically on I'll use the sunroom project as an example. We went from there into permit drawings. We submitted, in this case, the permit for them. We did all the drawings for them. This was in Johns Creek. And then we handled the whole process from there. So digging footings, inspections, all the way through the process.
I've heard George speak outside of this show, and one of the things I've heard you speak about that impressed me was you talked a little bit about licensing. You've talked a little bit about because in your industry, there is a broad spectrum of people who get involved. There's the guy with the hammer who puts a magnetic sign on his truck, and then you can, again, a broad spectrum. So speak a little bit about what people should be looking for when it comes to professionalism in your industry.
Yeah, I think for me, licensing is important. It shows to me that you have attempted to be a professional and taken that step and, you know, taken the necessary, you know, courses or whatever was necessary in that case. There are an awful lot of people out there who think that because they have a Gwinnett County business license that they are licensed. That is not the case in construction. The other part of it is insurance. Insurance is expensive, and especially workers' comp. I think it's important for people to know that if somebody falls off a ladder and they don't have workers' comp, you as the homeowner or the business owner could be liable for that. And, you know, there are an awful lot of people out there, to be honest, looking to fall off ladders. So we carry that workers' comp and general liability to avoid that. So I think that, you know, you can look this up too on the Georgia Secretary of State website. You can look up about companies. That's a great place to start with research. They've also got a document out there called Tips for Consumers, which will lead consumers through. Usually as part of my interview process, I hand people a copy of that because I think it's excellent advice in how to, you know, select through the contractors. And like you said, there is a wide variety, and that's good and bad.
Mike, I know there have been times after shows you've looked to push me off a ladder, but I don't think you or I are either the people to fall off ladders.
And I forgot the ladder today. I meant to bring that here to the studio.
I've hidden it from you.
George Tyvee is the president of Construction and Design Solutions. George, what do you feel like your company's greatest strengths are? The areas where you just excel, where nobody else can even touch what you guys do?
I think in the area of, like I said before, solving problems, but also finding unusual things. Like I mentioned before, the sliding doors, you know, we created those from scratch. I mean, this wasn't something, she could have gone out and bought it for about $4,000. Well, you know, okay, there are budget constraints here. We have done another project that I really enjoyed. We haven't done too many of them lately, but we had this had a product out there that was a poured concrete deck. So basically, if you can have a vision of your flimsy little wooden deck at your house versus being able to park a truck on top of it, this is the deck for you. Now, they're considerably more expensive. However, they are waterproof underneath. But they're, you know, it's a completely different arena, right, than your typical construction guy who's going to come out there with the wood. And the wood decks can look really good, too. But this was a very interesting product that we did where you actually have flagstones up on your deck, and it really just walked out onto your deck like a concrete patio. So, you know, anything unusual and different is where I think we can set ourselves apart.
You talked earlier about a lot of your business these days is referrals. I think you said 90 or 95% of the business you get these days is referrals. So you guys have been around a while. Talk about the history of the company. You're not a fly-by-night organization.
No, we've been in Gwinnett County. Well, I've been living in Gwinnett County for 14 years now. I was here for about a year back in my old days as a mechanical engineer, and then decided I wanted to get out of that industry and get into building construction. So went back to Georgia Tech, studied for about a year, got a job as a commercial project manager, worked for several different companies. Didn't really care for that process. In fact, Denisha and I were talking previously about an acquaintance of ours from there who is very professional, but really stood out in that industry because sometimes you don't have a great relationship directly with the owners. So what I enjoy most is that I do get the relationship with the owners. But yeah, we've been licensed since 2008, sorry, when it became a requirement. And, I've been doing that. I've been doing remodeling in that arena since that time.
For the individuals or the business owners that want to reach out, find out more about your company and maybe need some work done and need to have a project for you to work on, how do they get in touch with you and how do they find out more about your company?
They can get in touch with me by phone, which is the best way probably, 404-606-5892. Then go to our website. I'll try and spell it out. It's canDDS.com, CANDDS, short for Construction and Design Solutions. Like I said, Construction and Design Solutions are a really long URL. So those are the best places to get a hold of us.
So if you had to do it all over again, then the company might be We Fix Things.
It's exactly what it would be.
CallMe.com.
We Remodel was the one I had in mind the other day, but yes.
We have a lot of advertising agencies and marketing companies on this show. Maybe we could hook you up with one of them and you kind of rebrand your company.
That would be awesome.
And George, one last thing. I think we have to keep a streak going here. You've lived in Gwinnett County 14 years. Congratulations on finally getting the southern accent going. So,
It's been an uphill battle.
It has. Thank you.
All right, George, thanks so much for joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thank you.
All right, joining us also this morning on the show is Rodney Fleischer. She is with the Georgia Trail, located right down the road here in Duluth on Satellite Boulevard. Tell us about the Georgia Trail, what you have to offer there.
Good morning.
Morning, Rodney.
I am so excited to be here. The Georgia Trail, like you said, Mike, is right down the street, and it is a 9-hole golf course. And a restaurant, but it offers amenities of a country club. We offer a natural grass driving range, a 1-acre chipping and short game practice area, a 7-square-foot putting green, and a putt-putt course that is made up of artificial turf technology. We also have a restaurant, the Augustus, which is chef-operated. And we have a seasonal outdoor space that we just opened in the spring, and it's called the Cabana Bar.
It's a really nice facility. I've been there plenty of times. You drive by, it's very convenient. You look like a private country club, but you're actually open to the public.
Yes, we are open to the public, and people ask that all the time. But when you drive by at 45 miles an hour down Satellite, you tend to miss it. We're right next to the NCR, so if you see the NCR, we're right after that. And what you see first is like a log cabin look, but the golf course is set behind that. So when you're out there playing golf, it feels like you're away from the metro area and the noise, so you don't really see it from the street.
Ronnie, for those who've played the golf trail in the last few years, I think one of the key things, reason why you're here as the business development director is you guys have made some major improvements, both to the restaurant, both to the amenities that you've been adding, but also to the course itself.
Yes.
Can you, what are some of those improvements that you want to focus on?
Well, we have it's a 3-par, a 4-par, and we have a 5-par hole.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's on 50 acres. And you would think 50 acres isn't very big, but because it is a smaller in size and we only have 9 holes, there's less care to take care of it. And also, we can charge less.
Yeah, it's nice, too. I mean, you don't have to, your whole afternoon, if you just have maybe an hour and a half to play golf or something, you can go in and get in 9 holes.
But it's not just an open par 3 with no trees. I mean, you got to have a nice little look, and I think you guys have also been upgrading the greens as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we just put down new greens, and also we're thinking of expanding, so you can all the way over to 120. So there's lots of improvements that we are still making. And then also, that's the thing my husband liked about the golf course, because it is right in your neighborhood, and you can go there and play 9 holes after working all day till 5 o'clock and still get 9 holes in before dark, even in the wintertime.
We're talking with Ronnie Fleischer. She's with the Georgia Trail. Now, for those weekend hackers like me, do you
all...
And Stephen, do you offer golf lessons?
Yes, we do. We have several professional GPA teachers, Ernie Bosher being one of them. And we have classes on Saturday morning lessons. And we start them, the kids at like age 3, they can start playing. And it's amazing to see these kids in just 1 week, how they improve. We get them to watch videos. We also have adult lessons. Our lessons start for the juniors as inexpensive as $10 an hour, and for the adults at $35 an hour.
Ronnie, for someone like me, I heard you say restaurant and chef food. So talk about that a little bit more.
Right. That's my favorite part.
Me too.
Actually, because I'm a foodie. So our restaurant, the Augustus, is chef operated. We buy local markets, vegetables and meats from local markets. We have in our seasonal cabana bar, we can do parties for the restaurant outside. We do birthday parties. I'm having a birthday party there, as a matter of fact, soon.
For you?
For me.
Are we invited?
Of course you are.
Happy birthday.
That was the Mike Wallace question for Ronnie, is whether you and I are invited to her birthday party. So she said yes.
Yes. We also have our cabana bar outside. As I mentioned, it's seasonal, but it seats 40, so it's pretty large for outdoor parties if you're interested. And spring is right around the corner. So, and think of graduation, think of weddings, and birthday parties.
See, I have to ask a Mike Wallace question now to even things up with Denisha and everything. Uh-oh. Like, do you know every single golf rule in the rule book, forward and backwards, like the back of your hand?
You have got to be kidding. Shall I get my husband in here?
She knows the menu back and forth.
That's right.
Were you listening, Mike?
Oh, speaking of the menu, our signature sandwich is the pimento cheese.
Nice.
Yeah, and also we have a strawberry salad with strawberry dressing to die for.
After the show, we know where we're going for lunch today, don't
exactly.
we, Stephen?
Absolutely.
You are invited.
talk about your background, Ronnie, because I originally knew you from the banking business, and you were in that field for a long, long time. Now you're helping with the Georgia Trail. Talk about what you've done in the past and what brought you to the Georgia Trail.
Okay, I have been in banking for 28 years, and I am so happy to say that I am on the fun side of working. So because I enjoy what I'm doing for Georgia Trail or any kind of business development, I'm a relationship-type oriented person. And being in banking, I was a relationship manager, so that was my forte, and I was able to continue that with Georgia Trail and helping them with their business development. And we kind of came upon Georgia Trail just like most of you will by just kind of driving by and noticing it and stopping in, which I highly recommend that you do stop in, and we'll give you a tour. And my husband started playing golf there, and that's how I got involved and eventually started working for them. And I've also started taking lessons, so if anybody wants a challenge, I'll be happy to play golf with you.
So we've been invited to her birthday party, and she's challenged to kill us at golf. I love this interview.
Can any of our other guests top that? Because right now, she's our favorite. I'm going to ask you the Mike Wallace question now, and like Stephen asked Anisha earlier, if you could look in your crystal ball, 3 years, 5 years down the road, where do you see the Georgia Trail? What are your plans?
Okay, I hope to, with my personality and my relationship with the trail, I hope to help them build that business. As you know, so many of us don't have that extra cash these days. But I am hoping to get the word out there that Georgia Trail is your neighborhood golf course. It's very reasonable. And I forgot to mention, we have a program called 10 Before 10. So you can play golf for as little as $10 before 10 o'clock on weekday mornings. And that includes your golf cart. So you don't have to walk.
Ronnie, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Do you target employers for employee leadership type team building stuff? Because I think that would be a great
source
for you
guys. You heard me talk about that this morning. I was telling George, because we do have a program right now for Putt-Putt, actually, where we'd like to get, we're visiting companies in the neighborhood, in the area, and ask them for some team building if they can get their employees out there for free. As many as you have, as many as you want, just get them out there to play golf, do some tournaments, some competition among your employees. If you eat in a restaurant, we'll be happy, but you don't have to purchase anything. Just give us a call. Let us know when you'd like to do it. During the week, it'd be good because you'd have the golf, the putt-putt course all to yourself.
Okay.
You know, but you're welcome to do
that's
it on a
great.
Week.
That's great. With tight
weekend.
Budgets and wanting to do employee morale type building.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
You know, Ronnie, in all seriousness, on the business card for Georgia Trail, it says golf's premier family learning center. It sounds like with all the things you have to offer, the putt-putt, the restaurant, the cabana, the nine-hole course that has 3, 4, and 5 available to kids, available to employees.
And we haven't even really touched upon the driving range as well, a real nice driving range.
Absolutely. Right. You guys really are trying to set yourself up as kind of a good central place, which you're located centrally in Gwinnett County. And there really is no excuse why anybody listening, any business owner, any individual shouldn't come and at least check it out. Try it out. I mean, that's really what you're trying to do. And you guys have done a good job of getting that set up. That's not even a question. That's just more testimonial. Can you think of any excuse why anybody wouldn't do this?
No. And that's why I'm here, and I'm so excited to be on the radio and telling people out there, there's no excuse why you can't play golf.
And it's really for people of different skill levels as well. I mean,
you
have kids learning to play, and it's challenging enough, because I've played the course. There's some challenges. You got to go around some corners and hit some putts and stuff like that. Now, so let me ask my Mike Wallace-type question. I'm going to rename it a Mike Salmon question or something. your husband started playing because he drove by. You started to take lessons. Have you beaten him yet?
I've only played with him twice because he doesn't want to play with me because I think he's afraid I might beat him.
So when you played with him twice, he won both times so far, or?
It was kind of a draw. Let me put it that way.
I can see why he doesn't want to play with you anymore. Very good.
Are you trying to embarrass her on the air? I mean, where are you going with this hard-hitting questions? You know, what's really scary, Stephen, is you and I, you know, we've been doing these interviews for a while, and the best question of the interview with Ronnie so far was actually thrown out there by Denisha.
Denisha,
what are you doing Thursday? Would you like to co-host with me?
Sure. Anytime.
Ronnie, what's the best way for folks, I mean, all the great things you're doing out there, all the fun stuff going on, what's the best way for folks to find out more information about the Georgia Trail?
Well, we have a website. You can go on www.gatrail.com.
GATrail.com.
Yes.
George, did you hear that? That's
simple.
Very simple.
I love that. I wish I had thought of that.
What other ways can people get in touch with you?
Oh, and you can call me. I was going to give you my cell number, but I'll give you the work number. It's 770-497-4653. Please give us a call or check us out on the website. But again, you're welcome to stop by, and I'll give you a tour.
By the way, that phone number is 770-497-GOLF. G-O-L-F.
G-O-L-F. And if you call for Ronnie, just don't ask her about her golf game.
Or her husband's golf game, apparently.
Oh, am I going to be in trouble?
Ronnie, thank you so much for your time this morning. All right, joining us now here on Gwinnett Business Radio is Rob Mottola. Rob is with East to West Media Group. He's the founder, the producer, the director, the cleanup guy.
Yep.
I mean, you pretty much do it all.
Yeah.
You know, I've known you for years. You do some great video work over the years. You've done some work for some major clients here in Gwinnett County. Talk about your company and what you do.
Well, first of all, Mike, thanks for having me on the show today. Appreciate it. And I've played the trail before myself, played out of the woods many times, and I enjoy it. Thanks so much. And actually, the last time I played there, I played putt-putt. Stuart Sink was playing behind me, pushing me along, actually. I felt really nervous to have Stuart Sink playing behind me. But my son got a ball signed by Stuart Sink, so there you go.
Nice.
Anyway, East to West is a full-service video production company, television and video production company. And that basically means script to screen. So if someone has a part that they need done in the process, we can handle that. Or if they'd like to take it from the ground up, we can handle that as well. We've been working in Gwinnett County for about 15 years. So we have an established network of folks that we work with. We do a lot of work with Gwinnett Medical Center, with the Gwinnett Chamber. I direct all of the hockey games over in the arena with the Gwinnett Gladiators. And all companies around Metro Atlanta as well, and across the country too.
Is there a typical budget that companies need to have to use your services, or can you work with any kind of a budget?
That's a good question. We get that a lot. And I'm sure, you know, when I was hearing George speak before, a lot of his questions that he gets from his clients kind of rang in my ears as well. There's really not a typical budget. You know, people have come up to us and said, well, you know, we've heard that the rule is $1,000 per minute. How does that work? And I'm like, well, you know, it may work, it may not. So it really depends on what elements are involved in a video production, meaning are there graphics involved? Is it a shoot involved? Is it just video editing involved? But it's like a vehicle. If you go to a car dealership and say, you know, I'd like the base model costs this. But if you say to the salesperson, hey, you know, I'd like to get this extra, that extra, that extra, well, obviously the price is going to go up. So the best way that I could advise someone who would be interested in it would be to just give us a call and let's talk through some different things and let's talk through what you're looking to accomplish so we can figure out your best budget.
Rob, if you're a small business owner, mm-hmm. in the old days, I guess, before the internet and so forth, if you didn't have the big budget and you weren't doing TV commercials, right. There was no reason to really have a video done. What would you say to the small business owners today? Is there a reason for them to do video?
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I can equate it to years ago, maybe, you know, 10 years ago, folks were saying the same things about a website. They were looking at the web and looking at the internet saying, why do I need a website? What do I need a website for? And now everyone has a website. And that's really translating into video production for a company as well. Budgets, again, can be tweaked to fit a small business budget. And then obviously the bigger budgets for the bigger companies. It really, again, all depends on what you're trying to accomplish with the video, who you're trying to reach. The pre-planning is so essential in creating a video. And with the pre-planning, it really kind of maps out where you're headed. So small businesses need to get in the game because there is so much messaging out there. And I don't know the number, but I've read articles before on the internet about how many messages and marketing messages that people hear within a day. If you're not in the game, nobody's going to hear your message. Plus, then you need to figure out a way to cut through the clutter, and that's what we can help with.
I find it amazing that the quality of work and production and video that a company like yours can do, because years ago, you'd have to go to the big agencies, the big film houses to mm-hmm. to get that, you know, grade A produce commercial or whatever it is you needed. Today, with technology and everything, we have companies like yours right in our own backyard where the video you put together looks like network quality stuff.
Yeah, what the advancements in technology and cameras and lenses and the accessibility price-wise really turns anyone into a video producer or a video director. And again, like George said, just because you have a business license doesn't necessarily mean you're a producer or a director or an editor.
Well, that my follow-up question then would be the guy that says, well, I can do it myself. I've got my nice HD camera that I bought at Best Buy or whatever. You know, can I just do it myself?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could equate that to we're in an office right now doing a radio show, but you have to be a good radio host to be able to pull it off.
Well, not really. Stephen and I have proven that.
He does let me on the air, so that speaks something.
But no, I get what you're saying.
Sure.
I mean, you might give a guy a dentist tool, but you know he can't fix your cavity.
Right. I can give my uncle a camera and say, hey, go produce a video, and he'll come back with something because the technology is available. But I don't think you'd want to present your company in that light.
So, Rob, kind of adding on to that, you said 10 years ago people were asking the same questions about websites.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 10 years, how many companies have come along that produce websites in the same way? In the last few years, there are a lot more video production companies. Mm-hmm. You said you've been doing this 15 years. Apart from a lot of experience, what are some of the other things that sets you apart from your competition?
Yeah, well, I've actually been doing it for 25 years, 15 oh. in, yeah, 15 here
I
in Gwinnett.
I stand corrected.
The experience is the key differentiator for us. And the reason I say that is because there are challenges and there are issues that come up in any type of project, and being able to look at those challenges and know how to handle those and not break a client's budget is key. And one of the other key differentiators to me is understanding where the person wants to go with the video, where the client wants to go, and who the audience is. So many projects are, hey, this is a great idea, let's go shoot it. Okay, well, let's plan out in the front of this thing where we're going with it. And again, going back to what George said, the design phase and the looking at some pictures and eliminating what you don't want is key for us as well.
And well, first of all, George, you might have some questions here because apparently you've really had an impact on Rob's business, which I think is fantastic.
Actually, I had one other thing that I thought of while he was just mentioning why would somebody want to do this. Somebody told me recently, I want to say they're at least top five, but that YouTube was the number two search engine out there. So if you don't have a video, you're 10 years ago on the getting an internet website with a really long URL.
Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to ask is you've been doing this 25 years, which means you started at the age of 10.
Yeah, Steve, right. First of all, you've intimidated our first guest. Our third guest, you were just giving statements, not even asking questions. And now our last guest here, you're not even getting his facts correct.
Mike, I don't want to focus on the past. I'm trying to look to the future. In your experience.
Your future's not going to be here, by the way, Stephen.
This is Stephen Julian signing off. Yeah. In your experience, I would also say, have you guys gone more from just showing up to shoot what people want you to shoot to now being more of a counselor, now being more of a strategy planner? And again, that experience helps you because you've kind of seen and done it all. You kind of know. The client comes to you and says, this is what I want. You're like, okay, let me tell you what you need. Do you find that a lot?
Yeah, that's key. I mean, again, going back to the pre-planning phase, a client could come to you and say, hey, I'm really looking for an image video, meaning they want to say, this is who we are, this is what we do. And then I'll ask the questions of, well, who is your audience? Where is this video going to live? Who's going to access it? And who is your audience? Well, they say, well, it's going to be our internal audience, and it's going to be a little bit more product-based. Well, that's not an image video. That is more of a training piece, internal. Don't necessarily have to worry about proprietary information getting out into the public, and things change. So what we call our kind of our research and development phase, we'll go out and meet with a client. Even if they've got a pen in their hand and they're ready to write a check, I want to sit down and do that before we shoot frame one.
We're talking with Rob Mottola. He's the president founder. Is president one of your titles?
No, that's my wife, actually.
That's your wife, okay. Yeah,
she's 51% too.
Is she?
We're minority owned.
Okay, well, good for you. Okay, so you're the founder, producer, and director. Your wife is the president of the minority owned East to West Media Group. Before I ask you about some of the projects you're working on now,
sure.
I'm curious about the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Company East to West Media Group. East to West. What's the significance there?
It is actually a twofold answer for you. East to West, saying that we'll go anywhere to produce. From the ends of the earth and beyond, I guess. And the second part of that is a faith-based answer. It's a verse out of Psalm 103 from the Bible.
Okay, great. What about if you're north or south of Atlanta? Do you still do work for them? Or
somewhere
you only
in between, you'll fall in the east
to west.
So it's
not just east to west,
right.
It's everywhere. That was my attempt at humor, Stephen. Not as good as yours. Talk about some
really?
Yeah, and this will be my last show as well.
Wait, Rob, can you do image repair videos? Because I think Mike and I, mostly me,
need
but
some
I think
damage
we,
control.
Yeah,
we can
bit,
handle
yeah.
that.
Talk about some of the projects you're working on now.
There's a few projects that are very interesting for us. The first of all is it's a documentary, a film documentary, a 90-minute project that would be more of a feature film documentary. And this is a little bit out of the box for us because we're normally corporate communications driven and agency driven. But this project is called The Football Factory, and it is obviously about football. And I don't know how many folks know that Gwinnett County's Football League, the GFL, is the largest youth football league in the country. Over 12,000 athletes play here in Gwinnett. And we have had the luck, or I guess the skill from the coaching base, to be able to send kids to many Division I colleges and on to the pros. So this project is going to profile 4 8th grade athletes who are trying to make it to the next level. And the next level for an 8th grade athlete is making it to the U.S. Army All-American Bowl in San Antonio at the end of the year. So it's much like the film Hoop Dreams back in the day when it followed two basketball players from inner city Chicago. We're going to do the same thing and see what these football players can do.
Who's the actual client that you're working for?
This is a personal project. Oh, okay. So I'm working with some gentlemen from Life Is My Movie Entertainment, which is a production company here in Lawrenceville that specializes in documentaries as well. And we're in the funding phase right now.
Where eventually, when it's completed, would we be able to see this?
It probably wouldn't be a theatrical release unless it was bought by a Warner Brothers. And I will give you a side note. Last year's best film documentary of the year was something called Undefeated, and it was all about a high school football team out of Memphis, Tennessee. Anyway, so we would love to take it that far, have the Weinstein brothers come in and buy the film, but most likely DVD release, Netflix, Hulu Plus, that kind of release.
Rob Mottola with East to West Media Group, you mentioned a lot of the corporate videos, training videos that you do as well. I understand that you go into companies and you do some lunch and learns. Tell us about what that's all about.
Many companies are interested in video, and social media has really sparked that. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, as George mentioned, people are wanting to have a presence on those social media sites. And many people have no idea what it takes to actually produce a video. So I will take an hour, go in at a lunch hour to a corporation, sit down with their marketing folks, their training folks, anybody who really needs to communicate from an organization and would like to try to do it via video. And I just give them a quick 10-minute presentation and then open it up for any type of questions so they can really get a gauge on if they want to go ahead and do this.
That's a fantastic tool to start talking to companies. If there are small business owners who are listening to this broadcast who hear about the documentary and go, oh, I can't talk to Rob, he's way out of my league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the lunch and learn might be a good way for a company to get in touch with you. What are some other ways? Is it as simple as giving you a call and starting a conversation? Mm-hmm. It really is that simple?
It is.
And any size business can do this, and you would just strongly encourage them, get in the game, get going, get involved, and get started with something?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I've worked on budgets that are small to tall, so to speak, not to put a number on anything. But yeah, it's if you need to communicate and you're just communicating through a written release of some type, especially if you have a big announcement or a product launch or some big news that has gone on in your company, you really need to get that info out.
And do most of your new clients come through referrals as well?
Yes. I have been plugged into the Gwinnett Chamber, the Chairman's Club, the 1818 Club here in Gwinnett for 7 years, and meeting the movers and shakers in Gwinnett County through those organizations and through volunteering with the Chamber and working with the partnership Gwinnett Economic Development effort has been a huge help for us.
And now my easy softball question, having so much experience and done it for a while and been involved in those things, there's obviously a large body of work that people can look at and, mm-hmm. and say, hey, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yes. So. They can go to our website and there is a
that
demo.
That wasn't a question, Stephen.
Yeah.
It was a testimonial.
Okay. So basically, if we want to see some of the great work you do, Rob, where would folks go? That would be the question.
Yeah. Our website is East, and then it's the number 2. So it's East, the number 2, westmediagroup.com. So it's a little bit as long as George's website too. So, you know, but it is the full name of the company. And one of the things that I would guide people toward is our demo page that has something called VNRs, or video news releases. And this is an ideal way for a small business to get involved in video at a smaller price point. And it normally focuses around something that is event worthy in your company, more like a news story. It's not evergreen. It's more focused on the event that's gone on. Again, a product launch, maybe a new hire, or something new and exciting going on in your company. It's about 2 minutes long, and it's a great way to get started in video production.
With the internet and social media and the iPhones, I mean, businesses, no matter what size, as you said, you have to have some kind of video presence.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to help differentiate you, especially if your competitors don't have one. And if they do, you're already behind.
All right, Rob, give that website one last time.
It's East2WestMediaGroup.com.
All right, Rob, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Rob Mottola with East to West Media Group. Our thanks also to Ronnie Fleischer with the Georgia Trail, George Tyvee with Construction and Design Solutions, and Denisha Cornell with Anderson Corporate Solutions. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock, and that our program can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. Of course, you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Steve and Julian,
I hope everyone enjoyed the Mike Wallace commemorative show today.
Yes. Say goodbye, Stephen.
Yeah, because I'm not coming back.
May not be back here. Just kidding. We love Stephen. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.